Another search and seizure. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. More classified documents have turned up at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware.
Some of the documents found were from the president's time in the Senate, and some were from his tenure as vice president. Bauer's statement noting prosecutors also, quote, took for further review personally handwritten notes from the vice presidential years, end quote. The president and first lady were not present for the search.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Republicans are reacting.
At the end of the day, what it comes down to is President Biden had these classified documents in places they should not have been, and the American people need to know why.
Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Iowa. Last night on Twitter, the Republican House Oversight Committee tweeted in part, "Is the scavenger hunt over? Americans need answers now." A developing story out of Southern California. Police in Monterey Park have responded to a mass shooting at a nightclub where at least 9 people were killed. The shooting apparently followed Lunar New Year celebrations. Glass was shattered and rocks were thrown after a peaceful protest turned violent in downtown Atlanta. It happened last night near police headquarters.
Demonstrators there broke windows of both buildings and police cars. Police say explosives were even used to set fire to a police vehicle.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Demonstrators are angry over a deadly police shooting last week. A man was killed after allegedly firing a gun at state troopers. He had been protesting a planned public safety center known as Cop City. The Philadelphia Eagles are heading to the NFL's NFC Championship game after routing the New York Giants last night 38-7. The Eagles were quick to dominate. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Opening soon in New York City, another emergency relief center for migrants. Since last spring, more than 41,000 asylum seekers have arrived in New York after crossing our southern border illegally, and the traffic down there continues to surge.
The month of December, seeing the highest number of illegal border crossings during any single month of Joe Biden's presidency. New Customs and Border Protection numbers released Friday saying U.S. officials stopped over 251,000 migrants at the southern border in December.
Fox's Paul Stevens. New York Mayor Eric Adams has repeatedly called on the federal government for help. To Chicago, where police say a man with a concealed weapon was able to defend himself against a man who tried to rob him on a train. When the suspect allegedly pulled out a gun on Friday afternoon, the victim displayed his own weapon. During an exchange of gunfire, the suspect was shot in the leg, but the victim wasn't hurt. Charges against the suspect are pending. Despite facing criminal charges and the possibility of several years behind bars, actor Alec Baldwin will continue working.
Baldwin was spotted here in New York City just in the past few days as he's facing charges of involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. The DA here citing criminal disregard for safety. The shooting happened back in October of 2021 on this movie set in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Actor Jeremy Renner is revealing a little more about the injuries he suffered in a snowplow accident on New Year's Day. On social media yesterday, the 52-year-old said he broke more than 30 bones when the machine weighing 7 tons ran him over. Renner also expressed love and appreciation for people's messages and thoughtfulness. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.